Lecture topic: AIDS and immorality.
إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه وغلقت الأبواب وقالت هيت لك، قال معاذ الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: ما من قوم يظهر فيهم الزنا إلا أخذوا بالسنة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers and elders, when we observe this world, we find Allah Rabbul Izzat has applied the system of cause and effect. Undoubtedly, the ultimate decision comes from Allah, but Allah has made this world such that it is a place of cause and effect, and there are various incidents to substantiate this theory. There is effect in the things we eat. If a person eats good food, he sees the benefit from that. He eats bad food, he sees the negative consequences, the repercussions of that. In the very same way, we need to understand Allah has also attached cause and effect to certain divine amal and actions. That if these will be the conditions going to the heavens from the creation, then the conditions, this will be the actions going up, then the conditions will be favorable. And if there will be negative conditions going up from the creation, then there will be unpleasant conditions descending from the heavens. We see around us, Allah Ta'ala makes mention about this in the Quran, the various conditions that Allah has attached to amal, both good and bad. For example, Allah Ta'ala speaks in the Quran, when there will be piety, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That if the people of the town had to fear Allah, Allah says He would have opened upon them barakat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Al-bayyani bil khiyar ma lam yatafarraqa. That the buyer and the seller have an option in the object, in the item, as long as they are standing in one gathering. فَإِن صَدَقَا وَبَيَّنَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. If the seller will identify the defects of the item, and they both will be honest, Nabi alayhi salam says, at the point of separation, Allah will respectively favor and bless both of them. The man purchasing will see barakat in what he bought. The man selling will see barakat in what he received. وَإِن كَذَبَا وَكَتَمَا مُحِقَتْ بَرْكَةُ بَيْعِهِمَا. But if they lie, distort, fabricate, manipulate, and then they separate, Nabi alayhi salam says, neither will the buyer see joy in what he purchased, nor will the seller see happiness in the wealth that he got. So there are conditions attached. There are divine conditions attached. For example, the Quran makes mention that when there will be iman in amal salihah, when the creation will obey Allah Ta'ala and do good deeds, then Allah promises a good life. I always say, and let me repeat it here, when you look into the life that Allah favored Sahaba with, wallah, they had greater joy in their poverty than we have in our wealth. They were more happy in their sickness than we are in our health. And believe me, they slept better in the battles than we slept at home. And Allah's qasam, they were more happy dying than we are living. Let me repeat what I said. Allah gave them more joy in their sickness than we experience in our health. Allah kept them more content in their poverty than we are in our affluence. They had better sleep in the path of Allah. Jabir radiallahu anhu says in the riwayat of Muslim, Nabi alayhi salam dispatched us. فَزَوَّدْنَا جِرَابًا مِّن تَمَرٍ. I took a packet of dates with me, and the entire caravan was traveling with me. Daily, I used to allocate one date to every warrior. What was it? The riwayat of Muslim. He used to take that date, كُنَّا نَمُسُّهَا كَمَا يَمُسُّ السَّبِي. We used to suck onto the date like our child sucks onto the date. And then we used to drink water, فَتَكْفِينَا يَوْمَنَا إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. That one date with a glass of water was sufficient provision and nutrition from the morning till the night. So Allah kept them more happy in the minimum provisions than we are in our maximum provisions. And believe me, they were more happy dying than you and I are living. The sahabi, the arrow comes and pierces through his body. And while he falls down, he says, Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba. I swear by Allah, I'm successful. The kafir who struck him with the arrow asked another Muslim, what language is this man talking? Isn't he dying? Am I not successful and him unsuccessful? He says, no, you don't know the life we are talking about. And then he explains what are the connotations of this statement. This very person then accepts Islam at that very moment. So these are conditions that Allah has attached with amal. When these conditions will be favorable, then accordingly Allah Ta'ala will send down conditions that will be favorable. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that every creation on this earth makes dua for those people who disseminate the knowledge of deen. Hatta namlata fi juhriha. Never mind the huge creations, Nabi alayhi salam says, the ant in its ant hole. Wal haytan fil bahr. And the fish in the ocean. La yusalluna ala muallimin nasil khair. They make dua to Allah for prosperity, for the ulama, for the pious, for those that convey the message of deen. Scholars explain the wisdom of why do these creations make dua. Because as long as this type of people will exist, that is piety, obedience, and disseminating the message of Allah, favorable conditions will come on the entire creation that will include the animal kingdom. So these animals make dua for these people, that as long as you will do what you do, the entire human race, every creature on the planet earth will benefit from the divine choices of Allah Ta'ala. In the very same way, Allah Rabbul Izzat has attached certain negative and unpleasant, and there are certain repercussions to the disobedience of Allah. While we find ourselves in the campaign of AIDS awareness, and the slogans that are being chanted, and the money that is being collected, and all the other things that are happening, we definitely need to make a clear distinction that we understand, and as Muslims we also appreciate the alarming proportions of this pandemic. Just the Jamiat alone in the last year has dealt with more than 1,600 AIDS cases, and all were Muslims. Now look at the statistics, and that is also only of the case that had come front, and that is the Jamiat body which is represented across the country. You speak to the individual ulama, how many of them individually are dealing with this here? But we must very vehemently, very passionately, very emphatically explain that we disagree with the measure that the constitution of our country and the Western world is instituting to curtail this pandemic. We agree it is of serious concern. It has reached alarming proportions. But I think we beg to differ on the methodology that you apply and we apply. One side, in the name of freedom, in the name of human rights, in the name of liberation, you give every form of freedom. I mean, one advertisement you read, one a flirt. That is one advertisement you see. And on the other side, you have, an AIDS line or a call line or a care line or whatever it is. While you promote this here, promoting the sickness continuously through various provocative behavior under slogans of liberation, then this is the result that you see. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that when zina and fornication, you see, brother, someone said it very beautifully. An Islamic culture is based on two things. And let me tell you, in a nutshell, this is the summary of Islam, what I'm going to tell you now. Islamic culture is based on two things. And the Western culture is also based on two, and it thrives on those two. The Western culture is based on extravagance and immorality. What is the Western culture based on? Extravagance in everything and immorality. They thrive on that. Their existence depends on that. And an Islamic culture depends on modesty and simplicity. That is the difference between our culture and their culture. That is the difference. And now you analyze. This is a summary. This is a synopsis of deen in its entirety. You look at the modesty that Islam advocates in every aspect and facet of life. Allah speaks about the Virgin Mary. Allah speaks about the level of haya and modesty this woman of Islam had. وَمَرْيَمَ بْنَةَ عِمْرَانَ الَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا. That when Allah intended favor in her with Sayyidina Isa, and she takes a bath and she comes out, You tell a woman coming from a Western circle who is moving with the times, very liberated, you tell her, you're looking very charming today. You're looking very seductive. She'll tell you, thanks for the compliment. Believe me, this would be her reaction. You tell a Muslim woman who is conscious of modesty that you are looking very sweet, you are looking very attractive. Allah's qasam, she will cry. She will cry, Ya Allah, what wrong have I done that strange people are making these statements to me? Allah, what sin have I committed that strange people are looking at me with evil eyes? Hence, there is a marked difference. What is honor to you is disgrace to us. What is food to you is poison to us. When she comes out, she takes her ghusl and she comes out. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا Jibreel appears before her in the form of a human. Now Allah quotes the reaction of a woman that is conscious of her modesty. What does she say? قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا For Allah's sake, you look pious, you look noble. We are in seclusion. This is a potential platform of accusation. Leave me and go from here. Sayyidina Jibreel consoles her and says, إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ Oh Maryam, Allah has a great plan for you. You are going to be remembered throughout the world. I am the servant of Allah and I have come to give you the glad tidings that a child is going to be born to you. Again, look at her reaction. قَالَتْ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ How can a child ever be born when there are two ways through which a child comes in this world? Either lawful or unlawful, legitimate or illegitimate, and I am free from both. I am not married and I am chaste. I am not married and I am chaste. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّا وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّا So modesty was, you know, when Sayyidina Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam took her child. Now look at this here. When she took the child, when the child was born, of course it was wrong, the situation from the community. They reacted impulsively and emotionally. And they accused her without investigating. But something noteworthy even in their accusation was that the environment was so clean. They told Maryam, مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيًّا Maryam, you come from a very pure house. Your father was a noble man. Your mother was a chaste woman. How did you do this act of immorality? Although their allegation was baseless, it was false, it was a lie. But look at the approach. The atmosphere was so pure and clean and clear that a person committing the act of zina immediately felt victimized. And hence it comes in one riwayat, Nabi alayhi salam said that when nikah will become simple, zina will become difficult. When nikah will become simple, zina will become difficult. And when nikah will become expensive and will become difficult because of our cultural related habits and the baggage that we carrying across, then zina will become easy and accessible. Brothers, you see how common zina has become today. So we passionately oppose the method that has been instituted by others. We look into the divine cause. We are looking constantly. We are monitoring our food, our diet, the foods we eat, the foods we shouldn't eat, how it has an effect on our body. We also now need to analyze the divine results of our actions. That if I do this action, what would happen to me? If I do that action, what would happen to me? We see how minor differences in our diet create or have such a great impact on our health. Because of this year, that's what happens to you. Because of that, that's what happens. What about our amal and our actions? What is going down here? I thought I'd share with you briefly the incident that Allah speaks of Yusuf alayhi salam in the Quran. What modesty, what morality, and this should be exemplary for Muslims across the world. Allah makes mention and Allah refers to the incident of Yusuf as Ahsan al-Qasas, the noblest of stories, the noblest of chapters. There is no other story in the Quran wherein Allah maintains sequence in the manner in which He has maintained it in the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah had favored him with exceptional beauty that the riwayat of Bukhari, Nabi alayhi salam says, half the beauty that Allah gave to the entire world. In other words, whatever beauty Allah wanted to give, half Allah gave exclusively to Yusuf alayhi salam, and every other handsome or beautiful woman shares a fraction of the other half that was distributed to the entire world. So from the time of Adam till the last child, every beautiful man with the exception of the Anbiya and Nabi alayhi salam, whoever is beautiful, handsome, attractive, charming, whatever it is, they share a fraction of that half. And the other half was given exclusively to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. That's the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. He comes into the care of the minister of Egypt, as we know the incident the Quran makes mention about it. And stage upon stage, there came great challenges in his life. And one of the greatest challenges that stared at Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was this very woman who was faithful to him, who was loyal to him, who seen to him, in whose care and custody he came. As Yusuf alayhi salam grows up, she develops an evil inclination and an evil intention towards Yusuf. And how eloquently Allah draws the picture. Perhaps a picture that could conscientize every young boy, myself, you and one and all. Allah says, وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. Now as I mentioned, the Islamic culture based on modesty. It's based on haya. Nabi Ali, the Quran says that woman in whose house Yusuf was residing seduced Yusuf towards himself. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. And she shut all the exits. She took him deep into the palace. She closed every door, every exit. And then she sat with him, Yusuf alayhi salam, unaware, a sense of moral obligation to this woman because of her courtesy and her kindness. Understand the complexities of the situation of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. You say, you know what can I do? It's my boss's wife. It's my boss's wife. We justify our evil habits for whatever reasons. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. She shut all the doors. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ. And then she used the word هَيْتَ, which means, come, O Yusuf, come. Let's have a moment of silence. Allah, don't ever test us. Allah, don't ever test us. Luqman alayhi salam told his son, يَا بُنَيَّ إِمْشِ وَرَاءَ الْأَسَدْ وَلَا تَمْشِ وَرَاءَ الْمَرْأَى. Oh, my son, walk behind a lion if you have to, but don't ever walk behind a woman. Oh, my son, walk behind a lion if you have to, but don't walk behind a woman. You know your weakness, don't expose it even more. You know how vulnerable you are, don't extend it more. Like I always say, and let me repeat it. If a man knows I need to purchase an article, and I go to that shop, I will get it cheap, but I know the woman that is in that shop attracts me. I have a weakness towards her. Allah's Qasam, in the spirit of protecting yourself, it would be better for you to go to another shop or do without that item and place double the price to save your iman than to go there, save that few rands and expose yourself. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. She closes and shuts the doors. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ. She says, come, O Yusuf, come towards me, come towards me. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايِ. Like I mentioned before, you know, that brother came to me and says, Malana, I have a problem. In my salah, I think of my wife a lot. So I told him, you're very lucky. Mostly people think of other people's wives. Believe me, you are lucky. And I repeat what I said. You are a lucky. If you think of your wife in salah, consider yourself to be lucky. That's not the ideal situation. But let's look into our thoughts. Allah forgive, we are thinking of other people's wives in salah. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. This is the first statement. This is the first reaction. What did Yusuf alayhi salam say? Allah's protection, ma'adallah. Oh Allah, save me. Like someone, you know, the Urdu couplets go very beautiful, that when you sit in amongst friends and they talk of women and immorality and zina, then to say, astaghfirullah, la hawla wa la quwwata inna lillah, la. What are you saying? It's very easy. It's very easy. Don't even talk about this. But when you're exposed and you're vulnerable, and at that time only you and Allah knows what you're going through, that is the time that it is true iman. Yusuf alayhi salam, there was absolutely no one else there. Ma'ad Allah, Allah, you protect me. First statement. So this is the first thing that ulama say, a person need to ask Allah protection immediately to read something. When he sees his weakness and he sees his challenge. Innahu Rabbi ahsana mathwai, innahu la yuflihu adh-dhalimun. Then he tells this woman, listen, my Allah has been very kind to me. And so has your husband been kind to me. How can I betray him in his absence? Indeed, those that perpetrate the act of zina will never prosper. Those that you ask a person, I do not want to, we've seen the statistics. I mean, the statistics are very deceptive also. Be it as it may, whatever it is. But we find, never mind the consequences in akhirah. I haven't come across one man who is having unlawful relation with a strange woman and is happy in his life. contentment, inner satisfaction. There is a sense of restlessness that grips him, uneasiness, guilt, a flush. I don't know how to express what he goes through. But you ask him, any man perpetrating any crime, he will never be happy in his life. That is apart from the consequences in Akhirah. Then Allah goes on to say, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ. Most definitely, this woman intended Yusuf very passionately. You have to analyze the grammar to understand the extent of the evil intention of this woman. Nabi alayhi salam says in the hadith that that youngster will stand under the shade of Allah who is invited by a beautiful woman and he declines. Today in our time, believe me, if you don't invite a woman, it's enough, inshallah, you will stand under Allah's shade. The situation in which we are living, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam says that if a person is invited by a beautiful woman, in today's time, if you do not invite a woman itself, believe me, you've achieved something great in today's times. In the situation, in the exposure, in the vulnerability, and how accessible and how easily the options of zina have become. I mean, I remember we were gone to one country. So I met this brother. He says, no, I just got married overseas. So I asked him, how you ended up getting married there? He said, no, I logged on to shadi.com. So I said, oh, okay, shadi.com. I don't know about this here. But anyway, this is something for me. And that is how I got involved. Now imagine this whole system that is carrying on in the world. What does the Quran say? وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرَّآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّ. Brothers, what is going to happen to our children that are growing up? Ya Allah, in what a time have we opened our eyes? Allah, in what a, we look, it's wrong. We hear, it's wrong. We speak, it's wrong. We think, it's wrong. We travel. Allah, what a zamana are we living in, Allah? What an era in which we our eyes have opened up. But the only thing we can console ourselves by saying is that what is to come is worse. What is to come is worse. What we are experiencing indeed is enormous, but what is to come is worse. The Quran says, وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرَّآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّ. That there was a sense of intention that had entered the heart of Yusuf, which was totally natural and normal, for which man is not answerable. Scholars give such a beautiful explanation. May Allah reward them abundantly. They say the intention that entered in the heart of Yusuf, the hum, was like how a fasting person, when it is extremely hot, how he entertains the thought of cold water without the slightest intention of breaking his fast. That is natural. You feel in hot, your mind is going to naturally think of cold water. But somebody puts the glass, never will I drink. Doesn't mean I was saying cold water I will drink. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying. And that is natural. And if it wasn't for that extent, then there would have been no challenge on the part of Yusuf. So that existed and that is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. But then Allah goes on to say, وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرَّآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّ. Allah says, that little, which is totally excusable and pardonable, and he is not answerable, but because he was a Nabi of Allah, we protected that thought from going onwards also. How? By showing him a divine sign from his Lord. Now this is what I want to explain. That when a man fears Allah and he tries, then Allah will send divine miracles to aid him in this situation. Burhana Rabbi, in that room, in that closeness, in that intimacy, where all doors were shut and Yusuf alayhi salam stood there and Zulaykha, this woman, was there. Allah sent a divine sign. Scholars write that when he looked up, he seen his father Yaqub's appearance before him. And his father took his blessed finger and he placed it in his mouth. That, oh my son, what are you doing? Burhana Rabbi, Allah sent this divine miracle to conscientize him. كَذَٰلِكَ لِنَّصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ. And Allah says, in this way, do we divert immorality and sins from a prophet. A prophet is so pure. Allah did not say, we divert Yusuf from the sin. Allah said, we diverted the sin from Yusuf. Why? إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. He is from our selected servants. And like Allah told the devil, and let me repeat this verse of the Quran to you, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ. إِنَّ عِبَادِي, that listen, this world will become evil and the devil will intensify his efforts. But let me tell you, the devil today, at the time when he was rejected, from today till the day of Qiyamah, in every time and era, there will remain a group of my servants that will never succumb to their evils and never will fall prey to your temptations. Hence this ayat explains that at no stage can a Muslim claim to say that now it is out of reach. It is beyond control. The situation warrants other things. Again, Islam has given us the option of polygamy. Again, look at the irony of our society, how it stigmatizes the polygamous. In certain countries, that man will be banned. He will be stripped of his citizenship. He will be put behind bars. That is the nature of the crime that he has committed. But the secretaries around him that he is flirting and he's living with, there is absolutely nothing wrong. When they run to the door, this is again the unique quality of fear in Allah. When this happened, he started running, although the doors were closed. As he started running, divinely Allah opened the doors. We have to do whatever is within our reach. We have to do whatever is within our reach, and then you leave it to Allah, and not make the conclusion before doing what you have to do. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ As he ran, she ran behind him. The Quran speaks about it. وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيصَهُ مِنْ دُبُرِ And she grabs his shirt from the back. Allahu Akbar. Imagine if this becomes the condition of our youth on a Saturday night. Then you lift your hands and you see what Allah does to the bombs of the enemies of Islam. Then you see, you know, sometimes you become despondent. You say, Allah, so much crying, so much dua, so much supplication. But before you get the negative consequences or the incorrect image of the apparent delay of the help of Allah, just go and see where the youth are congregating on a Saturday night and you will know for yourself why Allah has delayed his help. You will never mind me and you, a layman will understand. Now I understand why Allah is doing what he is doing. The hadith of Bukhari says, it is not the hadith, not Bukhari, another kitab. Nabi alayhi salam says, which comes in the hadith of Qudsi, it is not the governments that elect their rulers. If somebody has been re-elected, Allah says, I re-elect. Anal Malik, I am the king of kings, and their hearts in my hands. Show me you obey me, and I show you I will put kind people over you. So as he runs out, they get hold of the shirt of Yusuf. He tears it out. She then accuses Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. The incident is very long. The Quran makes mention about it. Yusuf alayhi salam stands up and he says, No. I have not intended any evil. قَالَ هِيَ رَاوَدَتْنِي عَن نَفْسِي This woman intended evil with me. Again, see the help of Allah. Allah makes a child speak in his cradle that was sitting there and sleeping. The child spoke. And the child said, gave a beautiful explanation. If the shirt is torn from the back, then she is a liar. If it is torn from the front, then Yusuf is a liar. When they observed and assessed, it was torn from the back. The king realized, the minister realized, this was once again the conniving ways of that woman, and Yusuf was innocent. When the woman started speaking about the gossip of Yusuf, and they said, look at this woman, she's seducing one slave of hers. All the women in the town started speaking. So she said, okay, I will silence you when you see the beauty of this man. She prepares a banquet. She gives them a knife. She gives them some fruit. And then she says, وَقَالَتِ اخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنْ كَمْ أَوْ يُوسُفْ فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ As Yusuf walks in, and they are mesmerized, they are captured, they are left speechless at the beauty given to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنْ And they cut their hands. The minister's wife then seizes the opportunity and she says, قَالَتْ فَذَلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِي You were taunting me, at least I didn't even cut my hands. Look at what you happened, drowned in the beauty of this man. So they all collectively then intensify their effort. They say, Yusuf, I think you need to listen to this woman. Respond to her call. When he seen the overwhelming, you know, pressure coming, he lifted his hands and she threatened him. My threat to you is if you not succumb to what I tell you, I will put you in the prison. Yusuf alayhi salam made dua to Allah. And what a dua for the ummah till the day of qiyamah. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ Allah, if you will not divert the subtle, cunning, conniving ways of this woman, I, by my weak instinct, I will perhaps incline to this woman. Allah, she has threatened, if I don't succumb, she will put me in a jail. Allah, I make you my witness. قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ Allah, I will prefer living in that jail and dying in that jail, but I never want to commit the act of zina. Oh Allah, I am better off in pain than in sin. May Allah make that our condition, that oh my wife, don't go outside. We will live with less, we will die with less. But in the end, your izzat is safe. Wherever my izzat, my deen is at jeopardy, Allah, I will do with less. I'm rather in pain, poverty, whatever it is, but your order be obeyed. May Allah inspire us with the reality. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.